Hello, and welcome to the first episode of SciFighters.
Oh,
Do not like it.
I love it. I'm excited.
Good.
We just started. I'm real excited. Are you the ship's captain?
I'd like to think that I am.
What's your name? Do you have a name?
My name is Nathan.
He is bald.
Very bald, and that sounded like I was doing such a dating profile introduction.
And he's bearded.
So bearded.
He's a bearded bald man.
Yes.
Just like the old Picard.
Most like all of you that are listening out there.
Way to alienate the audience within the first 2 minutes.
Well, considering I look like everyone else that doesn't look like him, also bearded, red beard, overweight, and medium length hair.
Sure.
Also ruddy. Oh, and I'm incredibly short. I'm a tiny dude. My name's Lucas. I'll be with you on this podcast journey.
He might be part hobbit. Because of the short rep. That was bad. I've ruined the first episode.
My feet ain't big enough. You, to my right. We're going for the listening audience, we're going counterclockwise.
Yes, and I am Ashley, and this is my radio voice, because that's what I don't do.
Is what you do now.
I do now. yes, and I am... Is this my dating profile?
Yes, this is who you are.
So I'm better looking than both of these guys.
Oh, yeah.
And
compulsive liar.
Would say. And
go on.
Brilliantly long, gorgeous hair.
Well, sure.
Except I made that part up.
You do have hair, though.
Yes.
And sometimes a villain mustache.
I am the villain of this group.
You are. I miss your mustache, though.
I miss my mustache sometimes, too. Mm-hmm.
Are you done?
I don't know. Should I say something else?
No, go ahead. I mean, if you're done, you're done.
I wasn't sure what we were supposed to be talking about.
Long, boring pauses are fantastic
audio. Just all of the things. That's what we're talking about.
All right. Well, I'm the one who hasn't said anything yet. So, I'm Adam, and, I'm the one that's behind a camera, and, that's really all you need to know for the moment.
Well, in going with the rest of us, he doesn't have
I'm not
hair.
Short, yeah.
And he's a normal-sized man.
Normal-sized man.
And out of all of us, he gets the most exercise.
Mm.
That is true.
Yeah, you like run marathons and stuff.
I did a half marathon, yeah. But
we're really proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Yes, that's a nerd.
We're going to be watching the Olympics, maybe? I don't know. I mean, that's kind of like exercising, right?
Yeah. Well, it's the Winter Olympics, isn't it?
Yeah,
that doesn't count.
Well, what's that one, though, with the brooms and they're pushing things?
Oh,
and
curling.
Curling. Oh, yeah. That's the only awesome thing I look forward to.
It's big in Canada.
Canada?
Big in Canada.
Like, yeah. Italia?
Guys, you know who we are?
Horrible people.
We're New Monster.
We are New Monster. Monster.
And you are listening to SciFighters. The first podcast of SciFighters, actually.
Exactly.
And literally, I am the red shirt of the group, and I shouldn't even be talking this much right now. Nathan should be.
You're going to get sent to a planet and just completely destroyed.
Again.
Over and over again.
Yes, New Monster. Some of you might be familiar with us. We have done some videos, done a couple of blogs, but for those of you who don't know... already introduced ourselves. Now let's talk about some of the projects that we're working on, because it's more than just this podcast. Ashley and Lucas have been around for a while. They've done some videos. Mm-hmm. You guys want to talk about that a little?
No.
Okay, cool.
What videos are you...
The videos suck horribly.
Well, they don't. They don't, because then you're defaming Adam, actually, and that's rude.
Okay, the video quality is very good. The people on the videos, they make it unbearable.
So we videos.
We do like hobbits together.
We do videos from time to time. We've done a Bognar commercial, for those of you designer toy people out there. We did Collecting Nostalgia. We've done a couple episodes of that, and we've done Yamacon a few years. We've
Yamacon!
Done
Yamacon twice. And if you don't know what any of that is, please bear in mind that this podcast is going to tie everyone together. It is going to unify generations and races of people. We will literally be stopping genocide with this podcast.
I don't think that's going to happen.
It could.
It could.
It it really could. Yes, can't we hope for the best?
We could.
That is literally one of the best things that I could think of that could possibly happen out of this podcast is somehow our podcast, Sci-Fighters, stops genocide.
How many times have we said Sci-Fighters tonight?
That's not enough.
20, I think.
It's going to be ingrained in folks' brains.
Yes.
I'm terrible at talking.
Yeah, we all are.
Okay. Good thing we're doing a podcast. Oh, God.
Yes. Right? It'd
be real bad if you could.
Yeah, how many of us were really good at talking to people in high school?
I was awesome at it, actually.
Actually, he was.
It's what I did. It's all I know how to do.
You're good at talking at people.
Good thing I'm just talking at them now. I mean, this is kind of perfect for me. Guys.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the videos, which you can find on YouTube.com/NewMonsterProject.
Yeah, that new website, YouTube.
I'm just saying, I'm letting them know they can go to YouTube and what the direct address is. Rather,
can you spell YouTube? How do you spell it?
You.
Okay, stop. All right. All right. Yeah.
You guys.
New Monster Project.
Yes.
On the YouTubes.
Yes. You can also go to our website.
Uh-huh.
NewMonsterProject.com.
That's a shocker.
Rarely updated.
Hey, it has been updated recently. Within, like, 2 weeks.
Sure, but still rarely.
Yes. Hopefully less rarely.
Hey, Nathan.
Yeah?
What's one of your favorite things?
One of my favorite things is movies. Why do you ask?
Because I guess it's on the agenda.
It is on the agenda. Yeah, I am a huge movie fan. And one of the things that I do as part of New Monster is I do movie reviews. Do those on Gargyle, that's G-A-R-G-Y-L-E, reviews.blogspot.com. And in case you're wondering what a gargyle is, it is exactly as geeky as what you might think. It is a gargoyle wearing an Argyle sweater.
Or as scary as you might think.
I'm sorry, world. That's just what I do.
Never apologize for your awesomeness.
I am awesome. I like movies.
Is there, like, one movie that is the absolute worst that you can say you've ever reviewed?
Oh, God.
I mean, I know sometimes the worse it is, the better it is. But, I mean, like, an actual terrible movie.
The worst movie that I've reviewed so far was called Creature, I think. It was a movie based in the Louisiana swamp about some half-man, half-alligator thing.
So it was about Lucas.
It was a little bit about Lucas.
I've never been to Louisiana.
But you are part crocodile? Alligator?
Only from the bottom down. If wait, the bottom down?
No.
I ruined that joke.
You did.
That was stupid.
I think it's better now.
I'm dumb. It's my alligator brain, apparently.
Right.
Which apparently is below the waist.
Normally, whenever I do...
Downstairs alligator brain.
Yeah. Normally, when I do eat my food, I like to spin around in water. Okay.
That's a good mental note for everybody out there.
So yeah, Creature, god-awful, just worst movie I have probably seen ever.
Okay, why?
Well, it had really good production quality. Uh-huh. You know, they used very expensive cameras, very nice shots, but the story went nowhere.
Nowhere.
Absolutely nowhere.
Nowhere.
The best part of it was Sid Haig, who some of you might know from House of a Thousand Corpses.
Ooh, he was?
He
the was clown?
The clown, whose god name I've forgotten because you've asked me.
You're a terrible...
See, why'd you have to ask me? Ruining my geek cred on the first episode. But he basically replayed that exact same character, but with a New Orleans accent.
Captain Spaulding?
Captain Spaulding? Was that sounds right?
Yep, I'm right.
You're right. We'll go with you being right.
Oh, wow. You just said I think it sounds right?
I don't.
I just got the thumbs up from the fact checker, who will go unnamed.
The fact checker and the shadows. Yeah, Sid Haig was the only good part of that movie. The rest of it, horrible, horrible acting.
Can
horrible
I ask you
plots.
A question?
No.
Let me ask you a question.
Fine.
Have you ever made a movie?
I've made some stop motion shorts. I was acted in a short that one of my friends did.
He was acted in a short, he said. Okay.
Me speaky good English sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what gives you the right to criticize someone else's movie if you have never made one yourself?
It is my love for it. It is because I am, which leads us into a next topic, a geek about movies. Geek being someone who just excessively loves something. Yes, no?
I'm going to disagree about geek.
Okay, what do You Say Geek is?
You Say Geek about movies. I say you're more of a dork because you have told me multiple times when I said, have you seen this iconic movie for nerds? No. This iconic movie for people of your movie taste? No, I haven't seen it yet. I'm getting around to it.
That's his favorite.
That's thing more. To say.
But that's I am more of a dork. All movie geek.
But you're not.
Not. I don't know every single movie.
Who's your favorite director?
I have too many of them.
Dork. All right. I believe geeks really pinpoint more of what they obsess over. How a nerd would collect or know facts about.
And who in this room would be a nerd?
I believe it's our buddy Ashley, not of Evil Dead fame. As far removed from Evil Dead as you could almost possibly be without being at church camp. But kind of the same thing, but not.
You know.
Now then, Ashley, would you call yourself a nerd?
Yeah, I assume I would. I mean, we're actually recording this in my office, if you want to call it an office, and it is, you mentioned collecting.
Yes.
There's and a few items around there are, the shelf.
There are one or two items hanging around that are colorful or whatever.
Multiple shadow boxes. No, they're not shadow boxes. Or they
yeah,
are.
Yeah, no.
No, at least give or take.
Boxes,
many, many. Okay, many. You have
many.
So many figurines of Masters of the Universe, He-Man, if you will, many Doctor Who action figures, Ninja Turtles action figures, Battle Beast out the wazoo, multiple toys that I cannot even name, almost to the point that if you didn't know you, okay, if someone came in without knowing you, Ashley, and they walked in, they would think you had a serious case of some really hardcore arrested development around the time that you were about 6 or 7, maybe 8. You shut down emotionally and you got trapped there and now it is just gushing out of you.
Well, the funny thing is one time I had a cousin come over that was younger, like 10 years old, and he was like, why do you have more toys than I do? Why? This isn't right for a person your age.
How recently was this?
I don't know, a year ago?
Yes. So you're not talking when you were like 14.
No. I'm talking about recently. Yeah.
And you are a man in your 30s, correct?
I am.
And you have a well-established job in the community, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And he's married.
I am married.
I think... Mm-hmm. That 10-year-old boy was right.
So, and that's a good point. I mean, I very heartily accept the mantle of nerd.
Well, are you a pirate now? What's going on? What's up with your grammar?
A nerd!
Yeah, a nerd. A nerd?
Nerd!
That's a different podcast.
We're not talking about... Yes. No.
Yeah, I know.
I believe that's a Lice Camera Cleveland.
So yeah, I would definitely fall into the nerd camp for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you being a nerd, I don't know a lot of people that proudly say I'm a geek.
Oh,
I have
told you before that my like soul, it like if I had like this secret thing that I want to accomplish in my life, it's right. to be
it's
like
a goal. That thing is a goal.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yes.
It would be like to be the nerd king of like this area. I'm not even talking like the world. Like I just want to be like
that
the nerd
a very
king.
Interesting goal.
Of, in like, this room you are.
No, not in this room I am.
Baby
yes.
steps, my friend.
And then I kind of go through there, but I want to be like the resource where everyone comes to and they're like that guy. I mean, my name's already whispered on the shadows in Doctor Who communities. So
it doesn't even make sense.
I almost threw up when he said that.
Come on. And I think Adam can attest to that.
No, that's a true story.
And I'm slightly aroused.
Yeah.
Go on.
No, somebody came up to me, and somehow we got on the subject of Doctor Who, because they had one of those little flashlight things. With
Sonic
the
screwdriver.
Yeah, the sonic screwdriver.
I even knew that, Adam. Come on.
Yeah, and I mentioned, oh, yeah, I have a friend who you know, likes that stuff a lot. And they were like, oh, who's that? And I mentioned Ashley's name. And they're like, you know him?
Wow.
And, I mean,
so
are you sure it wasn't more of like a...
No.
You know
oh, no.
Oh, there God, was I'm all. So sorry. No, this... I am. Oh, jeez. You. Oh, poor kid.
Well, so
what, you
people don't
though.
Say I'm a geek, and people don't say I'm a dork, but people do say they do hold nerd as higher than them.
Well, I mean, there's such thing as nerd cred.
The ones who self-identify as nerds, yeah, they're going to be the ones who get really, really stoked about saying, yes, I am a nerd.
But who identifies himself as a dork?
Okay, yeah. Not many people identify as a dork, but you're going to find those different camps of people who say, I am a geek. I am proud to be a geek.
Never heard. I disagree. I've never heard one person in my life.
I have. There's memes of this where, I mean,
I want to hear names. No, don't tell me. Don't say that.
There's these shirts you can get, like, that I guess they're for, like,
if it's on a t-shirt,
and it's like, I love my geek or whatever.
Adam, what would you be considered in the group?
Oh, goodness. I'm actually a cross between a nerd and a geek. There are a few things that I'm very emphatic about, but those few things I also am very knowledgeable about. But there's many things I have no interest in, I'm not knowledgeable in at all.
And he points to me as he says that.
Yes.
Well, we all will, because you're the fact guy. But yours would be what?
Well, as far as like things I'm emphatic about, I love Star Wars and Lord of the Rings. Now, I am also not incredibly knowledgeable about certain things of Star Wars. Like, I don't know the line of books. I don't know what every single species is called, like in the movies or anything. But
do you know what a Rodian is?
That's where the people have the cowboy hats and they...
That's the only one I care about.
Isn't that the one that that shot first?
Yes. Well, no. Han shot first.
Well,
but
that just depends on your opinion.
So Greedo is a Rodian?
Greedo's a Rodian.
Stupid.
Yeah,
all right.
Couldn't remember the name. Yes, but I know a lot more about what I do. I know about video. I know the difference between interlaced and progressive, why that's important, what a frame rate's going to do, how it's best to be captured, and I can go on lengthy discussions about all of that to anybody of the three people who may be interested in that.
So the audio on this particular podcast, and possibly the next one,
yes,
you are kind of sad about?
I am indifferent about the audio quality of this podcast.
Those are tears of indifference.
I can hear every time Ashley kicks the mic stand by accident, so, you know. So for everybody who hears a little thud every now and then, that's Ashley.
Well, he's really good at podcasting. he's our production wizard.
Adam actually brought up a good point of the difference between nerd and geek when you're talking about how there's things that you love and then things that you're very knowledgeable about. And that, to me, is going to be the difference. Someone who is a geek about something, they just really enjoy it. They love it. You can be a pop culture geek. You can be a movie geek. You can be a toy geek. Like, things that you just love because you love them. You can be a cartoon geek. Being a nerd, in my definition, that's when you know everything about it. That's when you know those little side characters on Star Wars that were never mentioned. You just kind of see them in the background. You know what they are. The nerds are the ones who really get into it. Part of my definition.
So geek equals fad. Nerd equals fanatic.
I wouldn't say fad.
Loosely based.
I would say emotional versus intellectual.
Haha, yes. Okay.
Like, a geek is emotionally attached to something. A nerd is intellectually attached to, or intellectually knowledgeable.
Like a fanatic or a fad, but no big deal. Let's call it what we will. Apples to apples, guys. Right?
I disagree.
What about dork? A dork is somebody that is kind of sloppy, maybe?
Yeah, someone who...
Socially inept, maybe?
A little bit more socially inept. I realize we might be losing some people right now in the podcast, but...
It's okay, no one can see them.
Right. But yeah...
They're anonymous on the internet.
To me, a dork is someone who maybe likes some of the things, likes some of the toys in the movies, but very, very surface level, and it's more of just the... Just a very awkward, very uncomfortable to be around type of person.
Like somebody in their, I don't know, somebody that's around the age of 30 that still lives with their parents? Maybe?
No!
I don't know. No! Maybe that, like, whose mom might always make them a breakfast sandwich?
I hate you guys so much right now.
Maybe? Maybe. Maybe somebody that considers themselves a movie nerd. I'm just putting this out there. I'm not pointing any fingers, but has more movies in their queue to see than will actually ever get around to because they're busy doing nothing.
I'm doing other things.
Like, for instance, right now, I'm podcasting.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You guys are jerks. Nothing new there, though.
What's really weird about this is your mom totally put me up to that. Isn't that crazy? That's nuts. That's nuts.
She bribed him with a sandwich.
It was awesome.
So we're saying then that a dork has qualities of one or the other, but is substandard in their hygiene? Is that kind of what the definition of a dork is? Because that's kind of what I'm getting.
Yeah, that's how I feel in my heart. Yeah. Somebody that doesn't floss.
Yeah, someone who doesn't have those social skills.
Maybe somebody that refuses to wear deodorant. Maybe doesn't wash their hair enough. You know? I don't know. Maybe somebody that always has their shirt halfway untucked. I don't know. I don't know.
Such an evil, vicious person.
I don't know. But maybe.
All right, so how would you define yourself? What would you say that you are?
Lost. Just completely. Just completely lost. Just constantly in the dark, fumbling around, just trying to feel my way and up where I need to go. I'm probably the dork, honestly, out of the, like, all of it. I'm not fanatical about too much enough. I know random things about movie trivia, and I have opinions on how certain things I feel should be done, like horror and comedy, and breaking those
very
things
strong
down.
Opinions.
Very, very strong.
He goes into a little bit of a nerd rage.
So I'm kind of a cluster of all things. Cluster of all things, master of none.
Sure.
But a wonderful debater.
But you appear to have good hygiene, so that might eliminate you from...
Did I take your pun away from you? Or did I set you up for one that you cannot say?
Yes.
On this, I'm using this everyone podcast.
I'm using better judgment to not go for the easy joke on something that we would like for kids to be able to listen to.
Your mother taught you well. Now then.
Sandwiches are great motivators, guys.
They really are. A breakfast sandwich, you get a fried egg, you get the mayo.
You get the bacon.
The full fat mayo. I prefer Duke's. This first podcast sponsored by Duke's Mayonnaise. Not really, but I mean, if we get some Duke's kickbacks, that'd be fine.
That's sure. Awesome.
Just don't leave them in the sun.
No.
Yup. Hot mayonnaise. Ew. You fight terrorism with that.
That sounds like a rock band.
Hot mayonnaise. Sounds like a terrible, terrible rock band.
I didn't say it was a good rock band. Like, it sounds like a rock band.
You are, yes, sir.
Like it's a band from the 90s trying to do 80s music?
I believe it was Scott Stapp's first band was Hot Mayonnaise.
I was thinking more of a band from the 90s trying to cover songs from the 70s.
Okay.
Like Dust. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm. Little known.
Oh.
Little known band.
That one's a painful dig right there.
Is, you know,
it's a lot of love in the room right now.
Let's not pour mayonnaise into that one. Yeah. All right, so in this
hot
room,
mayonnaise at that.
Why not? So in this room, we got people identifying as a dork, a geek, a nerd, somewhere in between. So we've pretty much got it covered. I think
I'm a bit of a spaz.
We all kind
I'm
of are
overly aggressive.
This is true.
Agree.
That's me. That's Lucas.
Yeah, especially at Yamacon.
If you guys could see what I could see from Yamacon.
Which hopefully you will see what hit the cutting room floor next time we get together in film.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
We're hoping to utilize some more green screen, guys. Mm-hmm. So you guys look out for that. Yeah. Did we cover our bases? What we wanted to say? Hello, this is who we are.
We said hello. We said who we are. We left out
we are
something that Ashley and I have been working on. Been working on the comic. Ashley, you want to say a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we've been working on a comic book, and I say a comic book, but it's going to be kind of a hybrid web comic, printed comic kind of thing, and it's kind of an idea that I've had for.
At least 10 years.
I'd say 12 years that I've been working on back and forth. And so, yeah, it's about a kind of a space private eye who's off having adventures. And that's the long and short of it. It's called Quentin Harrison, The Man from Earth.
And it's reminiscent of some of your favorite things. And one of your favorite things of all time, which is really intriguing about you, and which I really respect and I really like about your personality, is how much you love camp. Not summer camp. Not sleepaway camp. Not
but who
church
doesn't
camp.
Love sleepaway camp?
Adam. Yeah. But campiness in shows.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it's one of those things that I've, since working on this comic, like, I've realized that. I've realized how much I love camp and how much I love really bad villains.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Like the mustache twirling villains. And it's one of those things that...
I meant Zod, yes. There we go. That was the pun I was looking for.
So yeah, I do love... it's kind of a combination of all these things that I love. The 60s, 70s, 80s TV adventure stories.
Serials.
Yeah, like Flash Gordon, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, all those things kind of like blended into one.
Could you stop naming knockoffs, please? Yeah. Ouch. Oh, somebody's nerd just came out, and I believe it was mine.
Put that thing away.
Knockoffs.
Yeah, which you do have knockoff toys around your lair here.
Just a few of them.
Normally this is called a man cave, but looking around, it's more like a boy sanctuary. I'm sorry, Mom! It just came out that way!
I feel weird, boy sanctuary. That
you
just,
should never say that, that even no. though I guess we found the name of the first podcast!
God, no! Worst name ever.
New Monster presents Boy Sanctuary.
You can do sponsored by Duke's Mayonnaise.
Man Sanctuary, Manctuary, Manctuary might be coded enough to where it doesn't sound creepy.
Well, it all seems creepy to me.
We're recording in Ashley's Manctuary today.
Oh, is that why there's an echo?
And so, after the podcast, we will go directly to church and pray.
So yeah. Actually, where can they find that comic? Before we forget about that.
Yeah, so you can find... It's actually... The prologue is available currently, and you can find that at chaosandlogic.blogspot.com. And you can go there, and the prologue's available, so you can check it out there.
And we use Blogspot because, hey, we're up on technology 10 years ago. We love it.
And because, we all use Google. Mm. Pretty much.
Yeah. Who cares? I don't know even why you mentioned that.
I don't.
Google. Who cares?
I got
Duke's Mayonnaise and Google are now sponsoring this podcast.
That's the nerd coming in.
That's where the money comes in, bro.
Hot mayonnaise. That is how we get sponsorships.
Hot mayonnaise. Wait, okay, so is that the name of the number of the first episode? Hot mayonnaise?
Yes.
Or Boy Sanctuary?
Hot mayonnaise and a Boy Sanctuary.
They go hand in hand.
I don't want to think about either of those things in my hands.
There's so much to cut out already.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Time stamp it.
Maybe that should be the name. Timestamp.
Well, I just want to say I'm really proud of all of you for getting through this first podcast, even though it may not be ideal because we're sitting together awkwardly.
In the Manctuary.
In the Manctuary. Only one of us is wearing headphones.
But the one with all the skill, so it works.
All the skill.
All the skill. All the skill.
Playing your ego, Adam.
I don't know if that's going to be a good thing or bad thing based on what this sounds like, but I'll take it.
Look,
and not all of the responsibility, just all of the skill.
I have skill, I just may or may not be using it.
Blame Ashley.
Yeah.
It's Ashley's fault.
Ruins everything.
Yep.
Wow. Even though, thanks for letting us use your place, your electricity, your time, your microphone.
That's right.
Wow. All right. Well, anything else on the agenda, or does this about wrap up who we are?
We'll end it. This has been SciFighters Episode 1. Thanks for listening. It's been a blast.
If you have stuck around to the end, God bless your bones.
Please come back next time. We'll try to be less spastic.
Please? No, we won't.
Yeah, that was a shallow promise.
Because we're about to go make another pot of coffee.
We're gonna be worse.
All right, this is Red Shirt Lucas. signing off or whatever.
Yeah, I don't sure. know.
I just petered out right there. In the this is all right. Well, I'm Lucas. Bye.
I'm Ashley.
I'm Adam. Oh, sorry. I'm Adam.
We've got to work on our closer, guys. And I'm Nathan. We'll see you next time. That's all we got.
Hot mayonnaise!
I don't ever get to close.